Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Dr. Charles Arend, professor at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Arend.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am doing pretty well. I'm here in sunny Orlando, Florida for a meeting.
Aha! So you're not enjoying the beautiful weather we're having in St. Louis this morning.
Actually, I do like the cooler weather, but yeah, I'll be back tomorrow night.
Well, we'll try to save some snow for you.
Well, is there snow there?
It's snowing right now in St. Louis, yeah.
I did not know that. Excellent.
You're missing out on all the fun.
Excellent, I know.
Well, I understand that we have some events coming up at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. But before we get to the events, tell us about your work at Concordia Seminary, the department you serve in, and what you've been up to lately.
Okay, well, the work that I do at this seminary, first of all, I've been teaching this for about 25 years, and my primary areas of teaching are in the area of the Lutheran confessions, like the Luther's catechisms, the Augsburg Confession, etc. And I also teach in the area of theology of creation. The last couple of years, I've been serving as Dean of Theological Research and Publications. And my department is responsible for, one, developing continuing education events for pastors and increasingly both for teachers and laity, as well as resources for pastors, congregations, and laity. And so, and these resources can be from Bible studies to sermon series to devotions, you know, sort of a variety of resources. So trying to serve church and world is sort of our part of our mission statement.
So, Concordia Seminary is not just for training pastors. Certainly, that is one of the primary focuses of the seminary, training pastors and church workers for service in the church and in the world, but also for training the laity as well. And I know that we talked about the Winter Lay Bible Institute coming up very soon. We talked about that not too long ago. And coming up very soon also is the Pre-Lenten Workshop. Now, this is primarily for pastors, correct?
Yeah, it's something that we have offered at the seminary for a number of years now. And I can't tell you exactly how many, but every year we try to have a professor, someone, or maybe several professors, write a Lenten sermon series that pastors can use for their Wednesday night services. And that will be available very shortly. Then usually whoever is responsible for authoring that, we then offer for pastors in the area a one-day retreat where they can come in and talk with the professor. Well, I'll put it this way, the professor can kind of say, here's what I was thinking, here's how I developed this, here's what it looks like. They can engage the professor in terms of how they might develop it or tailor it to their particular needs. And so it's sort of a one-day, I don't know if I want to say workshop or seminar on the Lenten series, at the end of which they then have the series for use in their congregation.
And so this year, the pre-Lenten workshop called Calling Us Home, a Lenten sermon series, and Reverend Dr. Dale Meyer, president of Concordia Seminary, will be presenting this workshop, correct?
Exactly.
Now, Calling Us Home, the text I see here, Hebrews chapter 13, here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. In any direction, I know you're not presenting this, but any more you can share with us about the theme for this pre-Lenten workshop?
Absolutely, yeah. This is something that Dr. Meyer prepared for and I think first presented at a Kansas District Pastors Conference, I think a year ago. And so when we heard about it, we asked him if he would turn it into, polish it and get it ready to be our Lenten sermon series for this year. And I don't know if you realize, but Dr. Meyer, I think, is, if memory serves me correct, he's working on the Concordia commentary on 1 Peter. So he's been working with 1 Peter for quite a few years. And it's out of that work that he's developed this particular sermon series utilizing the text of 1 Peter.
Uh-huh. And how will this be? You mentioned earlier that by attending this workshop, pastors can gain resources that will help them in terms of preaching, preparing for preaching during that Lenten season, especially for midweek services, things like that.
Right, right.
How? What types of things will they walk away with, or what will be provided in this workshop?
Well, I think what Dr. Meyer will do is provide them, I don't want to put words into his mouth, but he will walk them through the sermon series in terms of what's going on with each sermon, how he arrived at it, and work through the exegesis, or you might say the book of 1 Peter, and what he took away from that study of 1 Peter in developing this series. So what I think is kind of intriguing about this is he's geared the sermon series toward what you want to say a post-Christian, post-modern world where Christians maybe are no longer the primary influencers? the primary people influencing culture. And you know that increasingly Christians are perhaps on the defensive. I recall a number of years ago, I think a German theologian Wolfhard Pannenberg said that the greater the ignorance of Christianity, the greater the prejudice against Christianity. And I think we're kind of seeing that. And so Dr. Meyer's exploring, so what does it mean to live in sort of a post-modern, post-Christian culture? And he finds 1 Peter helpful because there Peter is writing to those who are exiles, and you might say a minority in the Hellenistic Roman world. And Peter writes to them in terms of how to live in that world while keeping your eyes focused on the resurrection of Jesus and the return of Jesus. And so I think that's the primary direction that Dr. Meyer is going to be taking this and showing some of the relevance of 1 Peter for our situation today that, or put it another way, our situation today is more and more like the audience to whom Peter is writing.
Very good. So this serves as a resource for pastors that can really help them dig into the text and help them prepare for the sermon so they can deliver God's word to their congregations.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so they can, you have a text for each week. You can, Dr. Meyer would dig into that or mine it for its treasures. Show how that gets developed into the sermon, and what you can do with the order of service, hymns, to tie in with it. You bet.
Well, the pre-Lenten workshop at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis coming up Friday, January 16th. It's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Coburg Dining Hall. And more information and registration can be found online at www.csl.edu. That's CSL Concordia Seminary, Concordia St. Louis, I should say, CSL.edu. Or the phone number for the continuing education at Concordia Seminary, 314-505-7286. To get more information on that, there is information on the registration, as I said, online. Looks like registration, $50 per person. That includes study materials and lunch in Wartburg that day, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, it's usually a very enjoyable day. Both conversation with fellow pastors, with Dr. Meyer, and, you know, what could be more enjoyable than working through the text of the Bible?
Well, very good. You want to register by January 5th, so do that right away. This might even be a nice Christmas present for a pastor in the St. Louis area. You could send him to the pre-Lenten workshop and give him a nice little early Christmas present.
Great idea.
Great idea. Dr. Aaron, anything else? What do you have? Do you have a big course load coming up this next? Well, actually, I guess you all are right in the middle of a term, aren't you?
Yeah. And come January, we've got quite a few PhD students arriving on campus for sort of an intensive 2-week course, or maybe a couple of 2-week courses, and they'll be meeting like mornings and afternoons, and I'm going to be involved in that. So that's a lot of fun. I always enjoy when pastors come back for continuing education or to work on PhD work. It's I think they enjoy the intellectual work, and I enjoy hearing about life on the front lines.
Well, very good. And God's blessings and safe travels for you making your way back from, I'm sure it's just miserable there in Orlando right now.
Yeah, but it's not a white Christmas here.
Well, thank you very much for sharing with us today about the pre-Lenten workshop coming up Friday, January 16th at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. You can find more information at www.csl.edu. Thank you, Dr. Aaron, for being our guest this morning on His Time and sharing with us about that.
Thank you. Have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you. You as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Gladden this morning. Hope you can join us for that, listeners, at 8 o'clock as we study Revelation chapter 6 today, verses 1 through 17. Before we get to that, I want to say thanks to the many of you who have been joining with us, partnering with us to tell the good news of Jesus here at Worldwide KFUO. 90 years of telling the good news of Jesus on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO. And we say listener-supported because listeners like you are taking part in partnering with us, walking alongside with us, and being a part of that in your prayers and by sharing with others about Worldwide KFUO, telling folks about Worldwide KFUO. Sharing it on social media, on Facebook and Twitter and other places, sharing that with friends and other people online to that make them aware of Worldwide KFUO. And for those who have become day sponsors or sponsors who have called in during our 90-day celebration and been a part of that. And so thanks to Darlene and William in Columbia, Illinois, Lester in Green Valley, Arizona, Colleen and Stephen in Labadie, Missouri, and Lewis in Collinsville, Illinois, Gary and Marsha in Collinsville, Illinois, in honor of all of their grandchildren's baptisms, Renee in Belleville, Illinois, August and Mary in St. Louis, Missouri, and Darlene and Joseph in Lake Zurich, Illinois. Thanks for joining with us, partnering with us, and being a part of this celebration of telling the good news of Jesus Christ. We've got more celebration going on. We're going to continue the celebration through the end of around the end of January, started back in November, 90 days to celebrate 90 years that God has blessed us, and we pray that God will continue to use us in as He sees fit to tell that good news of Jesus. Hope you can be a part of it too. Continue listening and sharing with your friends and family, and consider making a donation as well. Stick around for more His Time coming up in just a little bit. We're going to study the daily New Testament reading during the 8 o'clock hour, all right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.